the smallest, slightest thing is absolutely meaningful and purposeful. Things that our mind looks at as inconsequential. Every little thing. It's only our mind that makes a distinction between the big things and the little things. If you pull out that judgment, if you extract that measurement, what's a big thing, what's a little thing, how strange does that become if you think about it for a moment? Imagine your life with no big things and no little things, just whatever there is, whatever happens, without one being more significant than another. That's actually closer to the truth. The significance is added later by us. I would encourage you to look at that very closely, because you're likely to see, the closer you look, that it's really you that's saying, this is insignificant, this is important. It's not coming from some arbitrary standard. Sure, part of it comes from an outside standard, but the culture gives you that. This is big stuff. You graduate from college, you get a well-paying job, you buy your first house, whatever it is. The culture says these are the big things, these are the little things, but what does the culture know? You can be wiser than the culture and look for yourself, think for yourself, and see that almost everything, almost every moment, almost everything you do, almost everywhere you go, almost every activity you engage in, including every thought, that you're doing a dual process. You're engaging in it, but you're also categorizing it at the same time. This is big, this is little, this is important, this is insignificant, this was meant to be, this was an accident. This was bad, this was good. This was pleasant, this was unpleasant. It's automatic. You don't think about it, you don't actually sit there and do it. Your mind does it for you with no nanosecond of gap. What I'm suggesting is all of that, that whole process is to your detriment. That whole process is a string of interpretations you give yourself, that the primary effect is limiting you. Limiting your awareness, limiting your seeing, limiting your knowing, limiting your understanding, and limiting your experiencing. And you don't have to impose those limits. Now the funny thing is, you can't just blame the culture. As much as I like doing that, you can't. Because there is a natural urge in every one of us. There is a built-in, I don't know if urge is the best word, it is an urge, but there's a built-in, and I don't want to say mechanism because that's too strong. There's a built-in tendency, let's call it. There's a built-in tendency to want to categorize. And believe it or not, it doesn't come from the mind. The mind carries it out. But it comes from a sense that you somehow have to protect yourself. There's an actual urge, an actual need, an actual tendency to limit your experience, to put blinders on yourself, to put shutters around yourself. Because there's some kind of sense, in a very primitive way, very early on, that if you don't do that, it'll all be too much. you'll be